Hi guys, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. Today, I would love to start with a very special guitar. And this guitar is a replica of the Antonio de Torres La Leona guitar, which is considered actually as the prototype of the modern classical guitar. And for many people, it's one of the best instruments that is available in the guitar making history, or in the history of the modern classical guitars. And this guitar is made by the German guitar luthier Fritz Ober, who actually had the opportunity to study deeply original La Leona guitar made by Antonio de Torres. And this guitar is from 2012, and it's a fascinating guitar. You will hear it straight away from the first chord, how well balanced this guitar is, how clear this guitar sounds, and how loud and well resonating this guitar is. I think the air body frequency of this guitar is between D sharp and E. It's very deep. And this guitar has also a tornavos. It comes with a spruce top and cypress back and sides. Enough talking, let's play a few tones on it because you will be blown away. Do you actually notice how long I can wait on a chord? Because the guitar has such a great and long sustain, and the tones are ringing and ringing. And actually, you can allow the tones to be embraced because they don't stop. And it's such a satisfying feeling if you have a guitar with such a long sustain and very, very well balanced. Same loudness in every tone. Wow. This is a top quality classical guitar. I mean, and I'm very surprised because it's the first time that I'm playing a replica of a La Leona guitar. And it's made by Fritz Ober, who is building anyway very, very special guitars, and his guitars are so sought after. And unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago. But what this guy has been built is just incredible. Thank you. I think this is one of the most complete guitars that I have played in the last years. What is your thoughts and opinion on the sound of this guitar made by Fritz Ober from 2012, the La Leona model, the prototype of the modern classical guitar? And let's move to the next instrument. And the next guitar is a very special instrument that I think we have to talk about it much more. It's made by the German guitar luthier Otto Rauch, who is building actually double top guitars since the beginning of the double top guitar making school in Germany. And he's building very special instruments sound wise and also aesthetically. They look amazing. And this guitar is brand new from 2025, and it comes with a spruce top and incredibly beautiful Brazilian rosewood back and sides. And before I start to play a few tones on this guitar, let's listen to a very short interview with Otto Rauch, who is speaking about his guitar.
Hallo, mein Name ist Otto Rauch. Ich bin Gitarrenbauer aus Deutschland und möchte mein neues Modell vorstellen. Ein Modell, das ich schon länger baue, also aus der Reihe Domenico Montagnana. Das ist abgeleitet von einem Cellobauer aus Venedig, der um 1700 berühmte Celli gebaut hat. Also Montagnana Celli kennt man von sehr berühmten Spielern. Und bisher hatte ich immer das Modell gebaut, das Sleeping Beauty. Also die Celli von Montagnana haben Namen bekommen im Laufe der Jahrhunderte. Auch bei Stradivari ist es ja auch so, dass die Namen bekamen. Also nach den später, als sie gebaut wurden. Und ein Modell von Montagnana heißt The Sleeping Beauty. Das war die Gitarre, die jetzt schon öfter bei Sikas angeboten wurde. Und das ist jetzt ein neues Modell. Und zwar auch benannt nach einem Cello von Montagnana. Das heißt Duchess of Cleveland. Also es geht da um ein Cello, das verloren gegangen ist. Es wurde nicht mehr gefunden. Und die Duchess of Cleveland war eine Barbara Vigney, die eine Mätresse des englischen Königs um 1740 oder so, die ein Kind mit ihm hatte, und sie wurde dann als Gräfin, als Duchess, ihr wurde ein Land zugesprochen im Norden von England, das heißt Cleveland. Und deshalb fand ich es eine schöne Idee, jetzt diese Montagnana nach diesem Cello zu benennen. Und das ist ja auch eine besondere Gitarre. Als erstes ist die Decke. Das ist eine Decke aus den Dolomiten in Italien, die ich jetzt selbst gefällt habe, den Baum, aus dem Latemar. Das Latemar ist, das nennt sich auch der Rosengarten. Das sind die berühmten Gebiete, wo auch Stradivari und die Geigenbauer aus Cremona ihre Hölzer geholt haben. Das ist etwas nördlich von Cremona. Und diese Decke ist ein ganz besonderes Stück. Ist allerdings eine Doppeltop, das heißt, sie ist ja innen mit Balsa und die Innenseite der Decke ist in Zeder. Ansonsten ist die Gitarre gebaut in einem sehr schönen Rio-Palisander und einem ganz ausgefallenen Boden. Und als nochmal so als kleines Schmuckstück sind nochmal Knochen eingesetzt und das Rautenmuster. Auch schön mit den beiden, wie so ein Bart sieht das aus. Und hinten sind auch noch Knochen eingearbeitet. Und der Hals hat nochmal etwas, das ist auch absichtlich gemacht, also dass sich so Punkte aus dem Boden im Hals wiederholen. Also da ist dieser Ast, dieses Ästchen, dass man so quasi, ist das wieder was, aber was Besonderes, also so als Wiedererkennungsmerkmal ist das immer was Besonderes. Die Kopfplatte hinten ist auch aus Rio Palisander. Das können wir so mal umdrehen. Die Kopfplatte vorne ist auch aus Rio-Palisander. Und das ist so die übliche Methode, wie ich den Sattel, der ist so richtig eingesetzt in das Griffbrett. Das ist nochmal so etwas abgeschrägt. Und verziert ist nochmal mit einer, das ist eine ganz besondere Schellermechanik, die jetzt nur für mich gebaut wird. Also ist exklusiv. Darf also sonst eigentlich niemand benutzen. Das Besondere am Griffbrett, das Griffbrett ist auch aus Rio-Palisander. Kannst du noch mal filmen? Auch ein sehr uraltes Rio-Palisander, was man heute kaum noch kriegt. Also mit irgendwelchen, wie man früher gesagt hat, mit so Haarsträhnen. Dieses Schwarz und das Rot, das ist also wunderschön. Und das ist furniert, ein furniertes Griffbrett. Das heißt, das Innenleben dieses Griffbrettes ist aus Fichte. Das heißt, der Hals ist sehr relativ leicht, ist auch ein Vorteil und ansonsten macht sich das mit Sicherheit auch klanglich bemerkbar. Ansonsten ist die Gitarre sehr explosiv und es macht, wie ich jetzt gehört habe, sogar sehr viel Spaß, drauf zu spielen. So.
Super, danke dir.
Okay.
Let me tell you why this guitar is probably the dream of many professional concert classical guitarists. Because first of all, you don't need that much effort to get a very full-bodied sound out of this guitar. You just play the string softly and the tone is there in its full spectrum. But in addition to that, this guitar sounds so round and smooth that you don't hear the noise of your nails. And somehow this guitar hides the noise of your nail. And I know that this is such an important point for many concert classical guitarists. Tones are not short as in some other double top guitars. The tones have a very good sustain. I love it. I love this guitar. But this is also my type of guitar, you know. There are many guitarists that love that very traditional sound, bright, and very, very well separated and clear sound. And there are guitarists like me who love more the modern, smooth, and round sound of the guitar, as this one. Palette of colors that you can produce on this guitar. It's like a toy that you want to play with it all the time. Okay, if you want to hear more on this guitar, tomorrow we are publishing a concert video played by a 30 years old guitarist, an amazing talent, Justin Chen, and it will be published, yeah, if you are watching it on Friday, it will be published tomorrow at 4 p.m. European time, and he has played Leo Berawa Sonata on this guitar, and you can hear more the sound of this guitar and that incredible guitar player. Well, it was the Otto Rauch guitar, brand new from 2025, the Sleeping Beauty Domenico Montagnana model. And yeah, it's a cello sounding guitar, like a cello, very deep and dark and very beautiful also. Good, let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is again one of the highlights in our stock. It's made by the Spanish guitar luthier Ignacio Fleta, who is actually a very inspirational and important figure for many classical guitar makers of the younger generation, but also from the older generation. And the guitars of Ignacio Fleta have a very special and bell-like sound. And this guitar is coming with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and side. And the guitar is, as I said, from 1986, and it is still in a very good condition. But I really cannot wait to show you the sound of this guitar. I have played a few tones on this one and I was blown away. Sustain. This is heart melting. I mean, this is one of those guitars that I will remember for the rest of my life. Trebles have the same intensity as the basses, and also the tones are very singing. also notice the middle voice of this guitar. It's so noticeable and present. So the tone separation on this guitar works also very, very good. You can follow every tone. Ignacio Fleta from 1986. Help me to describe the sound of this guitar. Next guitar. And the next guitar is coming from the workshop of the very famous Spanish guitar making family, José Ramírez. And this guitar is from 1976. And this guitar looks like new. I can't believe that this guitar is nearly 50 years old. Yeah, actually it looks like this guitar hasn't been played at all. So the owner bought this guitar, put it in the case, and played maybe once a week as a hobby guitarist on this. I mean, this story is just a fantasy in my head. The reality can be completely different. And this José Ramírez guitar, the model 1A, comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. The scale of the guitar is 665 millimeters. Let me play a few tones on this José Ramírez guitar and see how this sounds. To sum up the sound of this guitar, I can use one word, Spanish. It sounds very Spanish. What does it mean? Spanish guitar sounds bright, very focused, and they have a very good balance. So the loudness between the tones are the same. Even if you move on one string to the different positions, you can hear that there is no difference between the tones. It's the same quality, same intensity, same amount of overtones, and this is also a very important point and a very it's the strength of the Spanish guitars. One last piece and then we move to the next guitar. So it was a José Ramírez from 1976 in a new condition. It's unbelievable. Next guitar. Well, if you thought you have seen the best guitars in this week, no, you're wrong. Because this guitar is nothing less than exceptional. It's made by the Italian guitar luthier Angelo Vailati, who is building actually simple and elegant guitars, but with paying attention to little details and perfection in the polishing, in the choice of the woods, and many little details. And this guitar has the number 255. It's brand new. And it comes with a very, very high quality spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And it's a traditionally built guitar. I have played a few tones on this guitar and I think this is really exceptional. You have incredibly well balanced sound, and the trebles of this guitar have a very high intensity. They are going very forward. They are very clear, but at the same time, they are covered with some smoothness around it, covered with overtones, and it makes the experience of playing this guitar so enjoyable. And the guitar is also resonating very well. It's very, I don't know if it's loud or if it's just very forward going and very well projecting. Well, I think I talked about the sound before I played this guitar. So now I will play the guitar and don't talk anymore. Now you know what I meant. Thank you. Congrats to Angelo Vailati for this amazing creation. The next guitar is coming from the workshop of Manuel Adalid, and as you might know, they are building different guitar models. They have the La Catedral model, which is the flagship of their guitars lineup, and this is a Taurus model, which is actually one of my favorite guitars. It sounds very good. It's as simple as that. It looks also very beautiful, so they have paid a lot of attention to the details of this guitar, and it looks like a Taurus guitar for sure. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And this is the model Taurus R604T, and it has 64 centimeter scale, and it has the number 27. Well, let's play a few tones on it. Very forward going. Makes sense that this is one of my favorite guitar models by Manuel Adalid. It's a very forward driving guitar, and the tone is also quite bell-like. It has a bell-like sound. It's the tones are being thrown very forward. Also, the colors that this guitar offers is incredible. It's very elastic sounding, very flexible. And I think one of the highlights of this guitar is the comfort. It's very smooth, and I have zero difficulties to play on this guitar. I mean, it has a 64 centimeter scale, so this is actually, I'm used to play on 64 centimeter scales, and yeah, it's very comfortable. Fantasy feel. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. I am always very curious if I'm hearing the same qualities of tone as you on the from the other side. And yeah, it's a great guitar, the Taurus model made by Manuel Adalid. Beautiful rosette also. Well, let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is again an overwhelming guitar for me because it has 8 strings and not 6. But I mean, you have of course more possibilities to embrace your musical ideas because of those 2 additional strings. And this is made by Jose Ramirez. It's from 1976. It's a 1A model and it comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let me try to play some chords on this guitar to give you an impression of the sound. Actually, I'm quite proud of myself that I could handle those 2 additional strings. I mean, not because I used those strings for this piece, but because I could play very comfortably despite of the very wide neck of this guitar, because it can be confusing if you are used to look at 6 strings and a less wide guitar neck, and suddenly you are seeing 2 additional strings and a very wide neck. Also, the guitar sounds very good, very natural, very satisfying. Of course, it has a very Spanish tone, very bright and clear in the sound. And sometimes if I see a guitar with different size and different width in the neck, I think, oh, this guitar might going to sound a bit unnatural, at least not the way of sound that we expect from a classical guitar. But in this case, it sounds very natural and beautiful, beautiful tone. Well, it was a Jose Ramirez from 1976, an 8-string guitar, and it was also the last guitar of this week. I really enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. Amazing guitars, very different from very traditional guitar to very modern guitar, double top guitar, and even 8-string guitar. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting, and let me know what is your opinion on the sound of these guitars and which one did you like the most and why. I'm always very, very curious about your thoughts. And if you enjoyed the video, please don't forget to leave a like. It will push the algorithm and the video to be more visible also for other people who are interested in classical guitars. Enjoy your weekend and see you soon.